Button Cabinet Studio. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Hour 2, Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you till 8:30. Then it's Scott Hennon. A little program we like to call What's on Your Mind. You might have heard of it. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Every weekday morning.
I know him. He talks to quite a few celebrities on that show. Yeah. I gotta say.
Got some connections.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Gotta watch it that we don't inflate his ego any bigger than it already is. I'm just teasing. Scott is one of the most humble people I know. You guys probably got all the right to be one of those big-headed folks. Hasn't gone that route yet, so we'll keep our eye on him, though, just to make sense, or make sure is what I was going for there. How are you? Hope things are going well with you as you're starting out this day, or maybe you're coming home from work on this day. Whatever you've got going, whatever you've been up to, we thank you for listening to the Need to Know Morning Show here on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Phone lines are always open for you, 701-271-1100. That's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make Consolidated your choice for voice, data, internet solutions. That's Consolidated Communications. Fast, dedicated internet that's never shared, 271-1100. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. And we like to say talk radio means you get to talk too. So let us know what's on your mind. We'd love to have you participate in the show today. Always get a handful of pretty good emails during our program here today. I got a little cartoon sent to us by Jared and Ashley here a few minutes ago. And Alex and Kev were talking a little bit about masks first hour.
Tucker.
And it was from Tucker Carlson, yeah. And these folks have sent us a meme, I guess is what the kids call it these days, a little graphic, kind of a cartoon thing to make you laugh. Well, this one says, the four COVID personality types spotted at the local grocery store.
We were just talking about this.
Okay.
Yep.
They have a picture of a person with a mask fully covering the mouth and nose as it is supposed to be worn. And this person is person A, who believes everything you see on TV. Person B has no mask on whatsoever. Person B, the caption says, has a brain and uses it. Caption C has a mask that is not covering the nose.
Which is me.
But it is covering the mouth. And how many of us have done this before? Yep. Raise your hand.
Every day when I have to put the thing on.
Yeah, and it's like kind of a half protest, half okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing the capture of this one. Knows it's BS, but probably being forced to comply.
Exactly.
There it is.
And then the fourth one, which is cartoon D in this little graphic, has a person where the mask is now slid down, just barely covering the bottom of the chin, no mouth or no nose. Yeah. This one's caption is, D, as soon as you're past security.
Right.
So
I usually don't wear one, there. Or it's on my chin. And when it is, I've got my Trump mask on, too. So it's like Trump thing's on my chin. It's like, what are you going to say to
that
me?
That looks like a beard, like a beard guard. If anybody that's ever worked in food service,
right.
You put it on, you got a guard. You got to put a beard guard on, like if you ever have to wear a hairnet kind of thing, depending on the environment you cook in.
Yeah.
That last one looks like just when you put it all the way down. Yeah. They end up looking like a beard guard.
Well, you know what it looks like to me, Kevin? You're going to feel me on this one. It's a chin strap.
It is.
Is what it is. Put your helmet on, make sure the face mask is where it needs to be, and then buckle up the chin strap. How many of us haven't done that back in our younger days?
I am so over all of it.
Well,
it's just...
Hopefully soon it'll be over. The CDC is coming out with different guidelines and stuff now, too. So
again.
If the national media picks up on it and runs with it, maybe we'll all be saved, but maybe not.
Well, thanks, Jared and Ashley, for sending that over this morning. I think we're going to see a crescendo of all of this for about the next 3 weeks, and then I'm really interested to see what happens. I think there's still people out there. I know some people say I've got the tinfoil hat on, but I still think there are people out there who are trying to amplify this because there's an election coming up, and they want to make it seem like, well, under President Trump, everybody's sick and dying and things are out of hand and it's chaos and anarchy and there's no leadership. That, I think, is what some people still want you to believe. And so what happens now after November 3rd? I think it's going to be really fascinating. Will it be different if Joe Biden wins versus Donald Trump? I don't know. Who knows? How can you predict any of this?
Biden cannot win. That will not happen. It will not happen.
Single-handedly going to will it happen?
Come on. Look at the rallies. Trump is packing them in. He's getting Democrats showing up at the rallies out of curiosity to see what's going on. Biden, the people he gets are Trump protesters at his. So it's just, look at the enthusiasm factor.
Hey, Joe Biden.
There isn't any.
Joe Biden is running for the Senate, dang it. And,
right?
Did you see, we played that one.
Didn't we play that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, the poor guy.
I took care of the Mormon guy. I think he was governor.
Right?
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Keep him in the basement.
It's tough, man. It's tough to watch.
Oh, it is, really. It's sad.
Oh, boy.
I know it's laughable, but it's... we can laugh because you went out there, dude. You're the one putting yourself out there, so you get to take it all.
No, you know the thing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the thing.
I got to get that one on this little button bar thing that our buddy Matt Lean cooked up for us here in the studio. That's just, it makes me laugh every single time, and I probably shouldn't anymore.
Today, no problem.
All right, 7:12, Need to Know Morning Show. Get to the morning news roundup un momento. First, though, John in West Fargo. John, good morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, I heard Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. I don't know if you guys have played that clip, but they asked him, what's up with the Democrats? What's it like to be a Democrat? And he goes, well, you ever sit in bed in the morning and you don't want to get up because you got to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to get up? That's what it's like to be a Democrat. And he said, you ever got a manure gun? And you stuff it with manure, and you shoot it out over the field. That's what it's like to be a Democrat.
Oh,
I laughed so hard on that.
He is so awesome. Yes, he is amazing. I love him.
Whether you like what he says or not, don't you have to laugh at what he says?
He's
the guy's
so
just hilarious.
Folksy.
Now.
I just love it. Yeah.
All right, John. Thanks for calling us, bud. Appreciate it.
I got a couple of them.
No fair-minded person with an IQ above room temperature could have walked away after hearing that testimony and not be impressed. She testified 11 hours without notes, and nobody laid a glove on her.
Nobody laid a glove on her.
He's great.
Beautiful.
I love him.
The best social media post going around yesterday was when Amy Coney Barrett was getting grilled by the people, and one of the Republicans was basically asking her, like, how are you doing all this without having anything in front of you? We all got books and stacks and notes and everything. What are you using to refer to? And she holds up her blank tablet of white paper. And he says, is anything written on that? She goes, well, just the headline on the stationery. So where it says U.S. Senate. Yeah, the letterhead.
For the win!
Yeah, and somebody made... So there's a bunch of social media vibe out there that when somebody does a drop the mic kind of a moment, there's a hashtag thug life. Like, you just beat up on this person or the idea so bad that they call it thug life. And so the graphic then superimposes some sunglasses on her and a cigar or something like that.
Exactly.
Hashtag thug life. It is, you got to see it, obviously, for it to be funny, because I sort of butchered what that sounded like. But it was just a perfect, like, okay, this is who we're dealing with kind of a moment in the Senate yesterday. So some fun stuff there. Okay, 7:14, morning news roundup looks a little bit like this. As we expected and predicted yesterday on the Need to Know Morning Show, the Woodrow Wilson High School will have a new name. The name will be dropped following the conclusion of this upcoming school year. At the school board meeting last night, the Fargo Board of Education unanimously voted to drop the name. The decision comes after a couple of months of community input. People who have followed the career and the history of Woodrow Wilson, a former U.S. president, but said he was a supporter of Ku Klux Klan and other racist policies, and therefore those sorts of things just don't last very long in our society these days. And so that was voted on last night. And judging from what we heard from our listeners yesterday through emails and phone calls, people seem to be fine with this one. There's not a whole lot of outrage about this one. And so that's what people had to say about it on their program yesterday. And the school board agreed yesterday and said, okay, let's do what we think we got to do here. We told you a couple of days ago that there was a mix-up on some ballots in Cass County. Well, apparently there's another story. Valley News Live had a story and they put out on their website yesterday saying that there was a mix-up that led to 200 mail-in ballots being dropped off at the wrong location in Cass County. Now, the story that we brought you was that people from a local business went to pick up their mail at the post office, and they were given the wrong box of things, and it turned out to be a box full of ballots. So apparently there was a drop off as well of another 200 mail-in ballots being dropped off at a location in Cass County. Mike Montplaisir, the Cass County Finance Director, said it shouldn't happen, but you know, mistakes happen every once in a while. So we've talked a lot about mail-in voting here. Well, now in the last couple of days, we've had two different stories about 400 ballots altogether, and 200 here, 200 there. Pretty soon it adds up to be real math.
Right. And those are the ones we know about. I mean, what about things we don't know about? You know, it could easily be something going on that is not out there.
Right. Well, and then there's the things we know
about. You know the things.
we know that thing.
That's right.
This is just one little corner of the country.
Right.
Think big picture on that.
Right. Yeah. If this happens in how many cities and how many votes, you know, 200 here, 200 there.
Oh. What's the old saying in the government? $1 million here, $1 million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
We told you Amy Coney Barrett will go back for it as day three of the hearings altogether, day two of questioning from the senators today. Yesterday, she was asked numerous times to give opinions on cases that might be coming out of the Supreme Court, which they can't answer, and she did a pretty good job of holding the line on that. She was asked a number of comments about her views on abortion, and she said, I'm here to interpret the law. That is my job, not to project my personal views on everything. And so I just kind of boiled down for you like 11 hours of questioning yesterday into about 10 seconds.
She didn't get to respond a whole lot. It's like they were taking the floor to try to make all their talking points, and it was pretty boring because a lot of them, too, she would maybe answer one question, and they would just go on and on and on, and that was it.
Yeah. She owned them. That's the way you look at that.
She could speak.
She owned them. Well, I mean, and they kept asking the same stuff.
Yeah.
And she just gave the same answer. Well, okay. That has nothing to do with the bench. But, you know.
There were a lot of speeches made yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not quite as much questioning. When it was Kamala Harris's turn, she had a little monologue she delivered, then asked a few questions at the end. So anyway, they continue with that today. TheHill.com says that support for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett has risen about 4 percentage points. A recent poll said now 48% of Americans say the Senate should confirm her. 31% say the Senate should vote her down. So,
They should confirm her just because her kids are so good. My goodness. They sit they're perfect little angels.
They were.
Unbelievable.
Roger's on the phone this morning on the Consolidated Communications Hotline. Roger, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to know where I can go to do early voting. Because of my job, sometimes I'm not able to go on voting day, and I want to go and put my personal vote in.
Yeah, early voting starts the 19th, and there's going to be three locations in the Fargo-Moorhead area. One I know is in West Fargo off of Veterans Boulevard, that hotel over there. I don't even know the name of it, but that's one location, I think. I don't remember the others offhand because I know that's where I'm going to go vote.
Yeah, you can just call the Cass County Treasurer's Office. They can tell you that, and they'll give you a list of places. They're going to start out with three. Then they're going to expand that in the days closer to the election. So there's a lot of places out there to do that. We'll try to track that down for you too, Roger. But if you call the Cass County Treasurer's Office,
well, are you Minnesota or North Dakota?
I'm North Dakota. Okay. I live in
gotcha.
Fargo.
Yeah, Minnesota started the 18th of September.
Yeah, so and you can vote anywhere in the county, too, starting the 19th. So anywhere is fine. But you got to have your ID, of course.
All right. Thanks, Roger. Yep, appreciate it, bud. Thanks for listening to our program. One other quick note for the morning news roundup here. The mayors of the five biggest cities in North Dakota have written a letter asking the public to take immediate action to slow what they call a significant wave of coronavirus cases. They're asking you to wear a mask when social distancing cannot be maintained. They're also urging delaying large events like funerals and weddings with big crowds until further notice.
Well, and the facts are out now from the CDC. Masks do not work. Anyway, here's your flag forecast. We've got a 50% chance of rain today, tonight, kind of, you know, all the way around. On and off. The high 55 with a low of 30, and it's going to be windy out there, gusting up to 44. Tomorrow, sunny and 47. The low 29 and still windy. Friday, sunny and 44. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain and or snow, going up to 43. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain and or snow with a high of 38. Right now, we are at 50.
Okay. This weather update brought to you by Accent Kitchen and Bath. Choose Accent.com, the perfect showroom for your home. Make your home stand out. Maybe it's your business, too. Maybe you got to do a little remodeling there. Maybe you're fitting up a place to get ready for the office there. Accent Kitchen and Bath, they do it all. If you need something done in the home, the office, whatever that might be as far as renovations, nobody does it better. Choose Accent.com. 7:21 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Let's check sports here for you. Yes, there was some Tuesday night football. Man, we've had Sunday night, Monday night, now Tuesday night football. We had the Texans and the Bills. There were a little coronavirus scare, and so they delayed that game a few days, and they said, well, we can maybe do it Tuesday and still count a part of last weekend. So it was the Tennessee 42-16 over Buffalo. The two teams were undefeated, both of them coming in, but only one looked the part. Tennessee all over the Bills last night. 42-16 was the final there. Tampa Bay just one win away from a trip to the World Series. They lead the ALCS 3-0, beating the Houston Astros 5-2 last night. Game four is tonight. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves took a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series, beating the Dodgers 8-7. The game took about like 4.5 hours there. Game three is tonight at 5:05. The Maverick Invitational Golf Tournament going on in Omaha. Yeah, they're still playing golf down there and still having college golf events. So good for them. The NDSU women won the darn thing. They won by 22 shots over the next closest competitor. Lexi Thomas led the Bison with a 231 over the three rounds there. The Bison men took second. Brock Winter and Jack Johnson each shot a 220 over the three-round tournament there. And NDSU edged out Morningside by a stroke for second place there. They finished, where were they at? They were, I guess, 10 shots behind the team.
893 as a team.
Okay, there you go. A high school volleyball last night in a match you heard last night on the flag, Cheyenne, a clean sweep of Valley City. The Mustangs were led by Kaylee Wasdorp. She had 11 kills, 14 digs, and an ace. She was the CI apparel player of the game. Elsewhere is Wahpeton losing to West Fargo High, 3-0. Red River 3-0 over Central. North 3-0 over Devil's Lake. DGF over Frazee, 3-1. And Oak Grove swept Sargent County. Sydney Olson had 12 kills in that match right there. 7:23, Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Twitter, speaking of voter fraud, they are suspending some fake accounts. But what are those fake accounts all about? We're going to talk about this when we come back on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on The Flag.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live, and is brought to you this morning by Vision Bank. Stop into Vision Bank, talk to them about the money-saving benefits of refinancing your home. Rates are at all-time lows, and be sure to say hi to the Black Labs, Scout and Piper, for us while you are there. Taking a look at some traffic notes for you here this morning. A lane closure on First Avenue North. It'll be underway yet for about another week or so. This is in Fargo. Westbound First Avenue North will be reduced to one lane between Roberts and 7th Street North. They're doing some private underground utility work there. For more, go to fargostreets.com and you can find out more. Looking outside right now, can you believe it? It's darn near 7:30. It's still dark. It's
just
black out there.
Yeah, it's going to be like 8 o'clock, 8:30 before we actually get a sunrise.
Wow.
Coming soon.
Yeah, that's the time of year.
Yeah. I hate it.
Traffic seems to be moving along pretty well here this morning. No reports of any crashes or bang-ups around the metro here this morning. It's 7:27 on the Need to Know Morning Show, and we want to bring in Chris Larson from the newsroom. And Chris has been, he dug up the list that we were talking about of polling places. Good morning, Chris. Tell us where can people go for voting, and when does that all start?
Absolutely. So three voting early voting precincts open next week. One at the Fargo Dome, one at the Ramada, and one at the Doubletree Inn. Again, that begins on Monday, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7. And then the following week, three more open, one at the Hilton, The other second one at the Fargo Civic Center. And then the third one is going to be opening at the Days Inn in Castleton. And again, that one, the sites are open 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. All six of those will be open Monday through Saturday. And then all six sites will be open the week of the election, Monday and Tuesday, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. So Mike Mouthpleasure told us that they've added a lot of dates and a lot of time so to allow everybody the chance to vote. So Fargo Dome, Ramada, Doubletree, and this week or next week and the week following those three, plus the Hilton Garden Inn, the Fargo Civic Center, and the Days Inn in Castleton.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thanks for the update on that, buddy. Appreciate it very much. 728 here on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Twitter has suspended a group of fake accounts supposedly owned by black supporters of President Donald Trump. This story coming from NBCNews.com this morning. Multiple fake accounts were posted saying, yes, I'm black and I'm voting for Trump. The accounts received 265,000 retweets or Twitter mentions before they were blocked. Okay, so I'm curious about this. I'm going to be waiting to see when the story comes out about the fake accounts that were canceled out. Yes, I'm black and I'm voting for Biden. I'm just kind of curious.
wait a minute now.
Why do we believe necessarily, do we know that they're all fake accounts? And then it's interesting that they were black voting for Trump accounts. So, I don't know. Maybe I've got my tinfoil hat on this morning. Maybe I'm just conspiracy theory Steve this morning. I don't know. It's just curious to me that we see these stories all sort of leaning one way or the other.
They always do.
Some bias there, you're saying?
Well, I'm not. I don't
Some
know.
Some hypocrisy?
That.
Say it isn't so.
I don't know that. I just think it's curious that we don't see stories that read a little differently than the ones we see right there. So Apple yesterday announced that it's coming out with a new iPhone. There's going to be a mini version and a Pro version. The iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max feature a more advanced camera. And the Pro Max even has a 5X optical zoom range. That sounds pretty cool. The iPhone 12 mini with a 5.4-inch display starts at $699, and the other models go up from there. Interesting, however, to note that the iPhone 12 will not include a power charger or earbuds.
What?
Yeah.
How do you not have a power charger?
Well, Alex, there's a reason
Some
for that.
Some parts sold separately.
Is it self-winding like the old watches?
Well, I've already got my...
tag you for a charger.
Yeah, I've already got my conspiracy theory hat on, so I'm going to put on my cynical hat now.
Okay.
Take my tinfoil hat off and put on my cynical hat. The company Apple says they're doing it for environmental reasons. Apple says it will be able to significantly reduce carbon emissions by not having to make the accessories in the first place, in addition to reducing the shipping box size of each iPhone sold. Something tells me this is a monetary play.
Yeah,
here.
I think they want to just sell them separately, make a couple extra bucks.
Apple VP Lisa Jackson says there are more than 2 billion power adapters in the world already, so continuing to include them in the box with the iPhone is wasteful. The company also says more and more customers are switching to wireless charging methods. The iPhone 12 box will continue to feature the USB-C to Lightning charge cable, but the EarPod earbuds and the power adapter, so the box that you plug into the outlet, that's not coming. You've got to buy that separately. So they'll still sell it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
I guess it's okay if we have some environmental issues with producing them, if we sell them in a separate package, of course. The company is drawing a little bit of criticism for penny-pinching customers. But I think Apple people are kind of a cult anyway, and they'll sort of just go along with it anyhow. I'm an Android person, and I maybe it's because I'm an Android person, but it's curious to me, the Apple people, it's like a religion of being an Apple person. And everything Apple is the thing, and you have to have all your stuff, and nobody ever switches from the Apple to the Android system. It just never
It's hard to switch systems, though, once you have one.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
a little more complicated changing your stuff over.
They get their hooks in you.
Yeah, my son spoke the words because he needs a phone. I want an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Well, I don't think it's, I honestly don't think there's any evil in the whole thing. I think it's kind of fun. Funny to talk about, fun to poke fun at Apple once in a while, just because it seems like it is. I don't know. 7:33, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100 The Flag. When we come back on the program, got to look at the almanac for you. Check out the all of the history that we have on this weather day along the way. And we also have another story, voter fraud story called in. More yard signs being stolen.
Oh, come on.
Yep. And we're going to tell you about this one coming up next.
7:36 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We've got a 50% chance of rain throughout the day, going up to 55 with a low of 30 and windy. Woo! Gusting up to 44. Tomorrow's still going to be windy, sunny though, and 47 with a low of 29. Friday, sunny and 44. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain or even some snow, going up to 43. Sunday, a slight chance of rain and or snow with a high of 38. Right now, still sitting at 50.
All right, 7:36 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Let's take a look at the almanac for today. Average high temp for today is 57. Average low is 36. Record high 86 degrees in 1962. Record low was 16 in 1937. Yesterday got up to 60 degrees, slightly above average. Sunrise at 7:44. That's right, we got 8 more minutes before the sun's going to come up today. Sunset at 6:40. This escalated quickly. I'm just going to say, it feels like
right?
A week ago.
Yeah, it was.
It was, you know, 7 a.m. or so the sun was up, and man, we're losing a ton of daylight each day. Sunset at 6:40 now, you know, 6:30 or so, mm-hmm. And pretty much it's getting dark. So crazy how things change fast this time of year. 7:37, Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag. Come in, go to work, get paid all in the same day. That's how it happens at Labor Masters. Nancy and her team have been setting up great situations for great people for a really long time. They know how to do it. They do it well. And how much better can it get than that? When you're doing the, you know, a temporary gig here and there, you go in there for a day or an afternoon, a couple hours, whatever the deal is. You go to work, you do the job, and you get paid all before you go home. At Labor Masters, they're filling positions all throughout the year. Certainly this time of year, they're quite busy. Farm labor, grain bin assembly, food packaging, concrete labor. You make some good money doing these jobs.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Apartment condo cleanup, warehouse associates, construction labor and cleanup. And, you know, if you just don't really even know what you want to do, show up and they'll say, here's all the stuff we got. What do you want to do? You can like them on Facebook, go online to find out more about them at labormasters.net, labormasters.net. 7:38 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Let's check some emails that have come in here this morning to the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. And studio at flagfamily.com. This is the summary of what has come into the inbox here this morning so far. We've been kind of hosting, I guess you might say, a voter fraud hotline here. You can do it a couple different ways. We set it up originally for phone calls, but we're getting a lot of emails. That's fine too. But if you want to call and tell us your story, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. You can leave a message there, or you can email to studio@flagfamily.com. Ken says this note in. He says, I heard your invitation to report stolen signs to the flag, so here's mine. Both my Trump and my 40 Days for Life pro-life signs were stolen from my front lawn on Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Great.
He said, I wasn't home at the time, but two of my neighbors saw the person get out of their car and quickly steal the signs. One neighbor shouted at them, while the other neighbor said she actually ran after the car to try to get the license number.
Oh, man.
But then saw that the rear license plate had been removed.
Yeah, there you go.
I did report it to West Fargo police. They came out and took statements from myself and my two neighbors. That from Ken in West Fargo. Ken, thanks for letting us know about that.
Unbelievable.
It really, stop. Well, right? Is it really unbelievable,
you're
though?
Not helping. Just stop.
Well, do people must not think it's a crime if they steal a sign out of somebody's yard.
Yeah.
Or else
they
don't care.
They don't think it's a crime to riot and loot and vandalize.
Well, I'm wondering, do they think it's just a prank? Oh, I don't like that candidate or whatever their sign is, so I'm going to take it. I mean, it's still, you can't
no clue.
Do it.
All these young Antifa people out in Portland and Seattle, now they're getting charged and thrown in jail, and they're all weeping like, oh, we didn't know this would happen. We were just out was protesting.
Nobody's ever told me no in my whole life before.
I have to go to jail?
Yeah.
What?
I have noticed, too, by the way, I think I told you maybe a week or so ago that I was surprised and impressed that about, I don't know, six or seven Trump yard signs were still up in the lot right next to J.L. Beers on 32nd. What else is over there? Cass County Electric. You know where J.L. Beers is at.
Yeah.
There's kind of an empty lot there, and right next to it, there, right next to J.L. Beers, and there was like six or seven of those small yard signs, Trump Pence 2020, and they stayed up for like a week, week and a half, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, somebody didn't drive by there at 3 in the morning and say, oh, I hate Donald Trump.
Now you're telling people where to go and steal signs.
Oh, well, they don't listen to this show.
I was going to say, right. I doubt they're tuning in with bated breath on the Need to Know Morning Show. But isn't that something, how people are stealing the signs? I don't know if they feel like it'll, you know, make a difference, like it's going to change someone's votes. But, do people on our side do this? Do we go to the Biden houses?
I don't care
if you have a Biden sign up or not.
Hey, but here's the thing, too. We don't dare put bumper stickers on our vehicles because we don't want to get impeded or whatever people are going to do to them. So we don't dare put a Trump bumper sticker on our car.
That's a real thing, too.
It is. There's no way I want my vehicle vandalized.
Well, this reminds me of the best prank of all time, which is when the protesters came through and people who were Trump supporters saw where the protesters were parking their cars and put Trump bumper stickers on the cars.
Yeah.
They came back and the tires were slashed. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oops.
People thought, oh, we'll get some Trump supporters here.
Hey, Daniel wants to weigh in. You're in Raider country from Lake Park. What's going on, Daniel?
Here's what I see the different Republicans and Democrats this year. The Democrats are thieves and they destroy. And Republicans are honest and trustworthy and go on with their lives. Another thing is, I love that when they put the Trump stickers on their vehicles and they destroyed their own vehicle.
Yeah.
But anyways, Republicans honest, Democrats not. Another thing I realized is, this is my own point of view. If you want to know where the mentally disturbed people live, they have a Biden sign in their front yard.
Okay.
Come on now. Play nice, Daniel.
All right, Daniel. Hey, thanks, man, for calling. Appreciate it very much. It's so hard for me to say what Daniel just said. Like, the Republicans are honest and the Democrats are dishonest.
Well, we know it's not all of them, but I get where he's going.
Yeah.
I think that applies more liberal to conservative kind of rather than party. Yeah,
I get the point. I do. You do have to wonder sometimes. I still will pound the table for this. There are some common sense Democrats still out there. They are good, honest, hardworking people that have a little bit of conservative in them. It's harder to find them than it used to be. But some of our friends on the Democrat side still,
we hope,
are, yeah.
We don't know. We don't know any personally, but we're just assuming.
And my prediction is that if they don't start finding and putting more of those folks, people like John Delaney or Tulsi, more of those people in front of the Democratic Party's done. Someone will come along and say, well, that's completely, they're gone. They've fallen off the left cliff.
And they should turn Republican such point.
You're right, Steve. I think that, you know, there's enough out there to say, guys, we got to pull this back a bit.
Seriously, nobody's, you think that?
Nobody's buying this. None of it.
Well, I don't know.
They're all AOC crazy.
I'll tell you more on November 4th because I don't know. To me, there's still a very good chance that Joe Biden ends up winning this election. And if that happens, I'm going to wonder if what you said is true or not, Kevin.
Right.
Because I don't know how you vote. Honestly, if you're a thinking person who cares about real policy and real tenets of our democracy, I don't know how you go there. And if enough people vote for Joe Biden, you have to wonder if this country has done what we have feared for so long and have tipped for good to the left. I can't believe it's going to happen, but statistically, from what we're seeing out there, it's a very real possibility, is scary.
Here's the thing. A lot of the people on the left, they don't have the facts. They don't get the real news on their news networks like we do. They don't dig for it. They get the headlines. Orange Man is bad. Biden good. Trump's going to do all these evil things. Biden will give you free stuff. And so they don't know the facts. They don't dig into it. They're not into politics like we are. They just take the headlines at face value. That's the sad fact of it.
Yeah, and half of them or more than that are all fake headlines or clickbait.
Yes.
You know, to stories that aren't accurate either.
And if there is a fact, it's way at the bottom and nobody gets to it.
Got a couple more emails about the Woodrow Wilson to the True IT inbox. One emailer didn't give us his name. Well, of course, Wilson supported the KKK like all good Democrats of the time. Speaking of Woodrow Wilson.
Was Wilson a Democrat? I don't even know.
Yep. And okay. It says, my suggestion for a new name for the school is Clarence Thomas High School. Conservative African of American of African descent. It's from emailer Dan, who has never fallen to practicing identity politics. That'd be a good one. I'd be down for Clarence Thomas getting a school named after him.
Well, he had the whole Anita Hill thing, though.
That's true.
Right?
But he was innocent.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know that the woke will be able to put up with any.
He's not a racist. Come on,
form
Steve.
Of that.
Just like Kavanaugh, I mean, was put through the ringer, and he was innocent of all of it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, is he going to have that scourge because he was accused forever? Obviously. You know?
These days, you just don't know.
You just don't know.
All right, 7:46, Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back on the program, we got to check of weather. We got sports, note from the streets as well. Still got entertainment headlines and market news all to give you. For once, it was a down day on Wall Street yesterday. We haven't had many of them, but we had one yesterday. All that coming up as we continue on the Need to Know Morning Show.
The Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
7:49 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We've got a 50% chance of rain today and tonight. The high 55 with a low of 30 and windy with gusts up to 44. Tomorrow sunny and 47. Still going to be windy. Friday sunny and 44. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain and or snow going up to 43. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain and or snow and a little cooler, 38 for the high Sunday. That's it. Right now, we're at 50.
All right, 7:49 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Sports today is brought to you by Precision Concrete Cutters. They do all kinds of good things to get your basement back in shape. Maybe it's a garage slab that you've had falling down. Maybe there's a big crack and it's settling and you're not sure how to fix that. The gang at Precision Concrete Cutters, they have all the tricks up their sleeve. They can do that poly jacking. Have you heard about that? They go under there with polyurethane and it expands to fill the gap. They don't have to worry about digging up the foundation. Fewer and smaller holes than you might have to do otherwise. And that's a great way to do it. Sidewalks, they can do the same kind of thing. And of course, basements, that's their specialty too. If you notice cracking drywall, doors and windows that won't open or close properly, more than likely there's a foundation problem. Don't wait any longer. Get it fixed today. Go online to pccnd.com to find out more. The Tampa Bay Rays are one win away from a trip to the World Series. They lead the American League Championship Series 3-0 over the Houston Astros. They won 5-2 last night. And the Atlanta Braves are off to a fast start in the National League Championship Series. They lead that series 2-0 after beating the Dodgers 8-7 last night. High school volleyball, Matt, you heard on the flag last night. Cheyenne, a sweep of Valley City. The Mustangs were led by Kaylee Wasdorp. She had 11 kills and 14 digs to lead the way. The Mustangs are now 11-9 on the year. Elsewhere was West Fargo 3-0 over Wahpeton. Red River 3-0 over Central. North 3-0 over Devil's Lake. DGF beat Frazee in 4 sets and Oak Grove swept Sargent County. And on Tuesday night football, that's right, Tuesday night football, COVID testing, quarantines, whatever, messing with the schedule a little bit. A battle of unbeatens last night, but only one looked the part. Tennessee beats Buffalo 42-16. Both of those teams were unbeaten coming into that game, but only the Titans now are undefeated after that one last night. 7:51, when we come back, we'll check the streets for you. Also, we've got market news, entertainment headlines straight ahead. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Follow The Flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by I-29 Tire and Automotive. If your check engine light is lit up on the dashboard, get it checked out before it turns serious. See the guys at I-29 Automotive located off I-29 and Main in Fargo or online at I-29Tire.net. This note coming to you from the city of West Fargo, the southbound lane of 7th Street Northeast at 9th Avenue Northeast is closing today. It'll remain closed for about a week or so. It'll affect one lane with traffic able to pass through in each direction. They're doing some repairs there, and they're hoping to get it done by the 21st, pending weather conditions. So, Head up on a swivel as you're headed out that way in West Fargo. 7:53, time for an entertainment update. About
yes, Alex. I will entertain you. We got some sad news to start with. Conchita Farrell, who played Berta, on Two and a Half Men, died. She was 77. She was in the ICU for over 4 weeks and had some heart problems, but she was so funny on that show. Everybody, that whole cast is fabulous. They did a great job picking the cast on that show. If you're a Dunkin' Donuts fan, they've got a spicy ghost pepper donut that they're offering for Halloween. That sounds kind of like I don't want to try it.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oprah Winfrey's been busy. She's been doing cold calls for Texas voters, and people are shocked. It's actually Oprah on the phone, but she's out there doing her part for the Dems, you know. And this is kind of sad, actually. Colorado senior citizens were protesting the coronavirus restrictions in the nursing home facility that they were in. And there were about 20 residents out front with their wheelchairs and all that in a two-hour demonstration. Some of them held signs, including one that read, "We want our families back. They want to hug their grandchildren." Very sad that the seniors have to start protesting now to get some of their rights back. And as not entertaining as that was, I thought you should know about it.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, very good. Time now for the Jost Investments Market Report. Jost Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. It was a rare down day across the board on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 157 points to finish at 28,679. The NASDAQ was down 12 to finish at 11,863. S&P 500 was down 22 points as well. So not big losses, but losses nonetheless. WTI crude oil finished pretty much unchanged at $40.30. That's up 10 cents. And that's a look at your Jost Investments Market Report. 7:55 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100. The Flag. Scott Hennon is the host of the What's on Your Mind radio program. Starts every weekday at 8:30 right here on the Flag. Morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Another listener tip on some suspected voter fraud today. The 50 Days for Freedom has brought out a lot of scrutiny on that, in addition to what you hear in the news. So we forwarded it on to the auditor's office and going to be digging into that one a little bit. Secretary of State as well on the state level. So we'll try and get some answers on the program for sure. But it's amazing, even here in North Dakota, where you don't think much of that is a possibility, there's a fair amount of stories out there. So
yeah, there are. Yeah, well, we had the one from a couple of days ago with the company that went to pick up their mail at the post office. It got handed the wrong box. And then I see Valley News Live now has got a story on their website where something similar happened, where a delivery was dropped off for them and it had a bunch of like 200 ballots in it. So there's 400 right there. And that's just what we've heard about so far. And then what you've got going on too. And then we've got a bunch of, emails about yard signs being stolen too. So I don't know. Not all of it is fraudulent. Some I think is probably just honest mistake with some of these postal things. But altogether, it just reminds you that the best way to do voting, to have a airtight process, is have people go to a polling place, show their ID, fill out their ballot, and vote.
Exactly.
100%. 100%. And it's hard for a sign being down to be an accident. I mean, obviously, it could have blown away this week. But it's a little bit suspicious as to what the motives are, and very, sort of Halloween prankish, come on, grow up.
Scott, I get a lot of people asking questions still about Minnesota, and you see the Colin Peterson, Michelle Fishbach ads are running every commercial break on the TV and radio. You're seeing them, social media ads all over for both candidates as well. Don't see quite as many about the Jason Lewis, Tina Smith, or the President Trump, Joe Biden races. Do we take that to mean that the Fishbach-Peterson race is close statistically and those other two races aren't, or is that reading too much into it?
There's so many different pieces to that puzzle. I would say this, the Republicans have less opportunities for pickups than Democrats by quite a bit in the House. So the fact that this is probably the number one pickup opportunity, and I'm hearing from Washington sources saying the ag community has already got Colin Peterson losing. They're now preparing for, somebody else leading the ag committee and what that's going to mean and everything else. So I just think that one, the rest are normal, and that one's just white hot because of, the possibilities there, and there's just not that many more like it across the country.
Okay, interesting. We'll be following that one. What is your, well, let's do this. Since we're coming up close here to the top of the hour, let's just get a preview of your show today. What do you got cooking for the show?
We have the folks from the Center for the American Experiment, economist John Phelan, coming in for lunch tomorrow at the Radisson discussing border battles. If you own a business and are impacted, you know, by what Minnesota does as a North Dakota business or a Minnesota business and vice versa, this is for you. They've done a lot of research on it, so we look forward to that. We also have a fascinating conversation today with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. He is the author of 11 books. He was a Marxist. He was of the Marxist ideology, and he says that's our number one threat as a country right now. He's coming for some campus visits, so we'll tell you about that as well today.
Okay. All those Coney Barrett kids are back in the chambers today.
Aren't they adorable? I'm watching them file in.
The most hip kids I've ever seen, and they're back for one more day of torture. They're going to sit there for another 11 hours today. Can you believe it? All right, coming up next, David D's Preference Employment Solutions Job Talk. This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA.